WFOP.
You know, there's a certain creek that people sometimes canoe up without a paddle. You could say that the Duke boys were on that particular creek right now.
That flag today is up there. That flag that was apparently beloved by this alleged gunman as a symbol of violence and domination.
Right.
Like, how can you make sense of your state actually fully embracing you and seeing you in this moment of grief when that thing is flying on those grounds?
What I'd say is,
whoops, there goes the canoe.
Everybody, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
Yo.
And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse. I didn't hear Travis. Do you hear Travis?
Nope.
Oh no, what's wrong with Travis, guys? Phone number to contact. Phone. Travis, are you not there?
I'm here. Are you here?
I think I hear him now. Do you hear him?
Yes.
It's a miracle.
Is it me?
It's a monumentous week, everyone. Racism is over.
Apparently.
Nice.
We did it, guys. Racist is gone. It's gone forever.
You know why that happened? Because Obama was on WTF a couple.
Podcasts do it again. They're solving murders. They're curing racism. The world is a great place to be right now. If you'd like to join in the celebration, 636-487-HAND. It's all different colored hands. White hands, black hands, yellow hands, tan hands.
Lots of different colors of tan.
Racism is cured, and the gays, they can marry.
Quality for us all.
It's a historic week, and we're gonna talk about it. Everybody's going rainbow. It's a whole damn thing.
I didn't go rainbow. Is that
you gotta go rainbow, Travis?
But then see, I feel like the end of the going rainbow, like when you switch away from the rainbow, means that everybody sees that you walked away from the cause. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even want to get into the semantics of that.
You're done with the gays. Once you just got to be rainbow forever now. I like how the gays claimed the whole color spectrum.
Yeah, why is that there?
The gays just said, you know what? We're all the colors.
Yeah, and they did that. And what's with the Christians? They took that fish. Why is it just for them?
I don't know. Fucking bastards. We're taking it back.
Everybody.
The backlash on the gays needs to start now, because they're equals in the eyes of the law now, and so now they're put up to the same scrutiny as everybody else. I'm over these gays thinking that they can just have all the colors.
Well, technically, no. They're not equal. I mean, in Missouri, you can fire somebody for being gay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Bunch of states you can.
What? Why?
Is that one of those laws that's been in effect for years? Like, you can't tie your horse to a city lamppost for more than 25 minutes without being fined 3 gold shillings?
No, some states have discrimination based on, you know, if somebody's gay or straight or not. Missouri has a bunch of different discrimination laws. None of them include gay people.
Napier, did you go rainbow?
No. I don't go on Facebook enough to bother, so.
Napier, are you rainbow in your heart?
In your heart, did you wake up a couple days ago and feel the love? I mean, now racism is over. That roof guy with the bowl hat,
yeah,
you know, the bad hair guy that killed the people, he got the ball rolling. Apparently. I mean, he's like going to be on the Mount Rushmore of the Civil Rights Act, right?
I don't think that's how that works.
It is. He got shit done. That flag is gone, Napier. That flag was all that was left, and now racism's gone. It's gone.
Well, I do like seeing people try to defend it. I think that's the funniest thing to come out of all of this.
But that flag has been there for 150 years. The Confederate flag has been flying around in South Carolina. And I mean, sure, every now and then it comes up. But like the Washington Redskins, they just ignore it. And they
Shouldn't they?
Fuck you, guy. I'm not lowering the flag. Deal with it.
Wasn't one of the terms of the Civil War that that flag never be flown again because they lost?
If a group of people don't hold a grudge, I would say Southerners would be on the top of that list of people who do not hold grudges.
But really, I mean, wouldn't it be kind of the same thing that it would be completely okay for them to fly the Nazi symbol above, like, the capital of Germany?
I don't know if it's that bad. It's pretty bad. I don't know if it's...
It's fairly bad.
It's fairly bad, yeah.
You know, I think they probably mustard gassed their slaves if they didn't do what they wanted, you know?
Well, they probably beat them to death, yeah.
But right. they're selling these flags on the Amazons and the eBays and the Walmart, and the outrage comes out, and they're like, dude, this guy that killed people liked this flag, so you guys got to get rid of it. I'm sorry. Because the flag, it means everything, right?
Well, no, everybody knew what it meant. It wasn't a damn secret. It
means we don't like the blacks to not be working for us for free no more.
So, yeah, now that it's, you know, kind of, you know, come to light, people are...
What do you mean, come to light?
People put a little spotlight
2 years ago, did you not know what the Confederate flag meant?
Yeah.
We always know what it meant. Because this fella killed a couple people, and there was Facebook pictures of him waving this flag. Everybody's like, oh my God. Obviously, unstable people like this flag, so ban it. It doesn't mean anything.
No, they're just taking it off the state houses.
We didn't solve anything. No. We can pat ourselves on the back, but the fact of the matter is, there's plenty of crazies... That hate the blacks and hate everybody and have their own little, and they're going to continue. And we're not addressing that issue. We need the crazies database. That guy was posting those pictures of him holding guns with Confederate flags on the Facebooks and stuff. Somebody saw him. Why didn't nobody say nothing? Why didn't nobody say, hey, this guy's got a weird haircut and he's posting all kinds of crazy pictures. We should put him in the crazy database. And then you have drones or whatever you need to go follow people around just to check on them, just to make sure things are going okay, that they're not, like, doing any crazy stuff. Everybody's all worried about the government agencies and the big brothers and the drones and stuff checking on people and stuff. And I just think anonymous tips to a secret government agency that just comes by and checks on the crazies is not a bad idea. If I'm a crazy on the Twitters and like I tweet Katherine Heigl and tell her that I'm going to punch her in the stomach or something, and that gets me put on the crazy database, they'll come and they'll park outside my house and they'll just watch me for a couple days and see that I'm not doing anything too crazy, and then they'll move on.
Well,
but we might catch some people.
I think if that's your criteria for the crazy database, I don't think there'd be an end to that database. I think that would go on forever.
And you can get taken off the crazy database if you're proven not to be all that crazy. But, like, Katherine Heigl will see me telling her I want to punch her in the stomach, and she'll report me to the crazy database.
What about those...
And then they'll send her a thing back and say, dude, that guy doesn't seem all that crazy. I mean, he's
the
like...
The problem with those crazy database ideas are the fact that that crazy database will never just be a crazy database. It will be everybody of all the stuff. It will always be there, and they'll always have that information.
It creates so many jobs, though, Travis. We need those.
Yeah, until
we just have a whole bunch of people following a whole bunch of people, making sure that no crazies are out there.
Until they use those drones you were just talking about. Have you never seen any movie, ever?
Yeah. That's how the X-Men movies got started.
Oh, like at the end of the Batman movie when they found the Joker?
Yeah.
That had worked, though.
What about the RoboCop remake?
I haven't seen it.
That wasn't any good.
Let's base our lives on movies, guys.
Can we put the fat broads that go over to customer service and start screaming at them over some bullshit 9 cents off their goddamn thing that they didn't get because of a coupon. Can we put those fuckers on that list?
Well, see, let's do that. I'm totally supporting that database.
Which database? Sorry, I was reading the chat.
The guy who's yelling at the fast food clerk because they forgot the 3 ketchup packets, they only gave him 2.
Oh, yeah, no, if guys are in fast food lines just yelling and screaming at fast food employees, then somebody takes a picture of them, sends it to the database. The database identifies that guy and says, oh, we better make sure this guy's not doing anything crazy. You're telling me that roof guy with the fucked up hair, somebody followed him around for a couple days, they wouldn't see something weird was going on with that guy. That guy was doing all kinds of weird stuff. I guarantee it. That guy would have gotten lots of calls if there was an anonymous phone number. We have the phone number if people gamble too much.
Yeah, but
why don't
we
have the phone number for the crazies?
We do. It's Mangushcod.
Mangushcod.
Please call with any crazies that you happen to experience in real life.
Look, I'm not following the crazies around unless they're paying me to do it.
Adrian'll do it. He can take Amanda's raccoon hunting.
Yeah, you get the goalie helmet and the gardening gloves, and you head on out to track down crazies. You just follow them around for a while and see what they do. Obviously. They start going to that Uncle Sam's place and getting camo gear and mace. Then you say, this guy's stocking up on weird stuff. This guy ain't going to Walmart and buying toilet paper. This guy's buying weird stuff. He's planning something weird. And then you take it up a tier to like the professionals.
Well, I
imagine we don't have the resources with the police to just follow around crazies all the time. We need the crazies agency.
Oh, bullshit. Citizen's arrest.
I think you're like naming about 30 to 40% of the population there with that.
My next door neighbor
has
a little shelf next to his front door. What's wrong? The little shelf is an orange. They put an orange on a little shelf outside their front door. And after a few days, they replace the orange with a new orange. There's always an orange on a little shelf. That's all it is. Why is that there, Napier? I'm making phone calls. You got a crazy database where you can tell me that I can make a phone call and just leave a message and tell me this guy is putting oranges on his shelf outside his front door. And then they could just call me back and say, we looked it up. Apparently the orange on the shelf means X. And then I'll say, oh, well, that doesn't seem that bad. And then I have peace of mind. They have peace of mind. I don't have to like keep an eye on these people. I know what the orange means.
Well, why do you have to know what the orange means?
Because
why is it any of your
it's going to bother me forever. Unless I know what the orange means.
I think you're a nosy Nelly.
Maybe you're the crazy person. And you belong in the database because you're so worried about your neighbor's orange.
Travis. Mm-hmm. What does the orange mean? I mean, like, just give me something and I'll believe you.
Maybe it keeps the mosquitoes away.
I'll believe you if... Oranges?
Yeah.
Somebody in the chat right now, Google, do oranges chase away mosquitoes?
Well, why didn't you Google it?
Because I'm doing a show. I'm entertaining the peoples.
I'm saying before you called the police to narc on your neighbors, why didn't you Google orange?
Maybe they own an orange grove.
Liquid Lozenge in the chat posted the color scale with the low, the guarded, the elevated, the high, and the severe.
Yeah.
The orange alert. That's a good joke. It's a visual joke. It won't translate to audio, but it's a good joke. Guys. What would be the downside? I mean, like, if my tax dollars went to making... We don't have to pay these guys a ton. All they're really doing is sitting around in their car and looking out for crazies.
I guarantee you.
They get a list of crazies and a list of addresses. They go and they see the crazy. They have a picture of them. They say, oh, that's the guy who tweeted that the president should be beheaded. And then they follow him around for a couple days, and they say, he just doesn't like the president. I don't think he's actually going to behead anybody.
How about we stop looking to build more agencies to spend our tax dollars on?
Why, Travis? Racism is solved. We fixed racism, but these kinds of things are still going to happen, and we haven't addressed anything. That guy was on the news for a day, And we're over that guy. Now it's the flag, and nobody gives a fuck anymore. And now the gays are getting married, and nobody gives a fuck anymore. We've totally moved on. Oh my God. Orange peels repel bugs. That's why the orange is on. See? I don't have to worry about that guy.
You didn't need an agency for that.
Why didn't you just look it up?
No, you, Napier, I'm telling you right now.
That took him literally 5 minutes.
No. The crazy guy, the roof fella that solved racism.
Yeah.
He fixed it. That guy killed 9 people. And they have everything he ever wrote. They have 100 pictures of him holding guns and stuff. Where'd they get all these pictures?
Probably from his Facebook.
Right. Does he have Facebook friends?
I guess not anymore.
Does he have a fucking aunt or something who saw all these crazy pictures of him holding up Confederate flags and guns and thought, I don't think this is normal behavior?
I guarantee you, there are millions of people right now with Confederate flags and guns. That's not a big thing. That's...
And from the looks of that,
No.
Entire family was probably the same way.
Once we clear him. But we wouldn't have cleared him because the crazy agency, they have a checklist. Is this fella doing weird stuff? Yes. Does this fella have a really bad haircut? Yes. Do we suspect by peeking in this guy's windows that maybe he's got like, you know, crazy plans written on his walls in ketchup packets? Yes.
Did he?
He's a crazy guy.
I don't think any of that is true.
You think that guy didn't have any telltale signs that something was fucked up? You don't think if you followed that guy around for 3 days from the start of an 8-hour workday, any 8 hours, that you would have maybe thought, this guy's not right. There's something up with this guy. I need to send him up the ladder a little bit, and maybe we need to, like, you know, check out his phone calls or something.
Okay, let me roll with this. Say we start this crazy agency. We have a list of crazies. They're looking into these people. They come to find out this guy is crazy. Then what?
Then you take him to the next level of crazy interaction, where maybe, like, you know, somebody knocks on his door and just kind of asks him, you know, hey man, everything okay?
Okay,
you want to talk a little bit? I mean, look. I'm not crowding you. This isn't like I'm not arresting you. I just want to know everything all right. You want to talk a little bit?
But it's not. So now what?
So then that crazy guy, he knows people are paying attention to him, right? So maybe he chills the fuck out.
Or he amps up his plans and decides to just shoot up his neighborhood instead of a church.
Yeah, that's not going to make anybody not crazy. It's really not going to.
But stop. He's on the radar, is what I'm saying.
So what?
These crazies need to be on the radar. We gotta be more of a community and point out our crazies and exile them before they do something stupid.
Well, you can't exile somebody for what they might do. You have to
I think we can get them when they do something. I think we can.
No.
I think as a community, this is something that we can do, guys.
We're
not a serfdom.
Look. We just
but we
just,
are surf ninjas.
We take a tragedy, we find a stupid cause that we may be able to solve from that tragedy. We accept that more tragedies will happen, but we solve things a little bit at a time. This time we took the Confederate flag off of Amazon. So people can't buy Confederate flags on Amazon anymore. We did it, guys. We did it.
And Walmart won't.
So let's take a big step and let's round up our crazies.
And
then what?
What are you going to do with them?
No.
There's millions of crazies in this country.
We'll take the world's biggest friendship bracelet and wrap it around the entire crowd.
Yeah, the anchor says it's a Minority Report. I think that really it's...
You know, in this day and age, you really can't say Minority Report.
It's not predicting crimes. It's seeing that there are people in the world who are fucked up and potentially can do bad things. And
we are all fucked up.
You grab them by the shoulders and you give them a little shake. And I think that you give them a little shake I think a lot of these people are probably like recluses, and they don't talk to a lot of people, and they just plan their secret shit. And we need to keep an eye out for them. It's like the neighborhood watch, only for the world.
Mike, these people aren't babies. You can't shake them until they stop screaming.
The neighborhood watch for the world. That sounds like the plot for the graphic novel and movie Watchmen, which also doesn't.
Guys, are you telling me that nobody knew that there's always somebody on the news every time one of these things happen where they interview people, their neighbors and stuff, and they say, oh, yeah, that guy was a little weird.
Well, I guarantee you there's millions of those folks, and millions of those folks don't actually kill anybody.
We weed them out.
How many times the crazy network in the past week, Mike, have you made eye contact with a stranger in public?
I don't look at anybody.
Exactly. You don't look at anybody.
Travis.
You'd never see the signs. Right?
No, maybe I wouldn't. And a lot of people wouldn't. But somebody does. Somebody sees these people. Somebody interacts with them at the Army surplus store, or the guy goes into Dick's Sporting Goods and buys 300 rounds of ammunition or something, and he's got that weird-ass haircut and those dead eyes, and you say, that guy ain't going hunting. That guy's a weirdo. And then you take his credit card, and you say, oh, thank you, Mr. Roof, and you hand it back to him, and then you call the crazy network. You say, this guy just left the Dick's Sporting Goods. You should probably check and see what he's doing.
Yeah, because I just sold him 500 rounds of ammunition.
Right?
I don't...
Somebody sees these people, and they can do something. And we can... We're not going to solve it overnight. We're not going to catch all the crazies, but what if we catch a few?
Well, shit, look how quickly we solved racism with the Confederate.
I know! Like, we can get stuff done if we all get together and protest the same thing.
We just need to shove something unsavory in the face of all of these cunty little millennials, and they'll tweet about it for, like, nonstop for, like, 48 hours, and then all of the major corporations will decide to take action.
Don't get me wrong. Confederate flag, don't give a fuck about the Confederate flag. Take it down, leave it up, don't care. It means something to somebody, doesn't mean shit to me.
Well, we live in a place where that's not really a common thing.
Right. Who gives a fuck about the Confederate flag? I don't. It's a fucking flag. Do flags mean fucking anything?
Well, that one did.
Well, yeah, that one pretty much meant it's a bummer we can't own people anymore, right?
I love
yeah.
slavery and big old stacks on my diesel truck.
But I mean, it's a piece of fabric. Who gives a shit? To give that guy a pass, to just say, oh, well, this guy, he was broken because of the music he listened to, or the flags he loved, or the movies he liked, is bullshit. He's a crazy. And somebody knew he was a crazy, and somebody didn't say shit when they should have.
You know who else was crazy, Mike? Albert Einstein.
If somebody put Albert Einstein on the crazy list, somebody'd come out, they'd peek in his windows, they'd see he's doing some neat shit, they'd say, hey.
Nope. They would see all of the fucking writing all over the walls with weird theorems and fucking crazy shit. Dude never slept. He had a crazy haircut. They'd lock him the fuck up.
I don't think they would.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's on the big crazy time. Checklist.
If you walk
Does Albert Einstein seem dangerous?
Yes.
If you walked into a guy's house, he had math formulas written all over his walls, looked like he hadn't slept in days, not bathed in weeks.
And put his finger in, like, an electrical socket.
And kept mumbling about, you know, his enemies list or something that turned out just to be, you know, songs that he liked. You would assume that he was crazy.
And now we're going to exile him.
But we rainbow-ized everything. Everything's rainbow now because, you know, great, right? And all the companies and stuff, they all made their logos rainbow.
Well, some of them did.
And there was one fella who was really pissed off about the NBC Peacock.
Of course there was. Yes, of course.
Had to be a joke.
Fuck you, NBC, for making your peacock rainbow. And they're like, nah, homie. Peacock's always been rainbow.
No, maybe.
See, that's the problem, is we can't do nothing rainbow anymore just for giggles.
Well, maybe he was old. Maybe he just owned a black and white television all these years. His kids got him a computer with Facebook, and then all of a sudden he saw this rainbow-colored peacock where it used to be a black and white peacock. He's like, oh, I see what they're doing. I see it. You can't fool me, NBC.
Can you even do black and white TVs anymore?
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess with one of them converter box things.
Well, no.
I mean, like with the digital signals and stuff, will the black and white TVs even work?
You just hook it up. I mean, it's just a little
standard. It's just standard def.
Just like just for giggles, can you turn the color off on a TV?
Probably.
Just like because you know.
Well, you can adjust the color variations and everything. You can just turn everything black and white.
Take all the color out of it, just for fun.
Not for fun, because you don't see color, Mike.
Right. We can't anymore.
Exactly.
Racism's over.
I guarantee you there's some burly redneck down in, like, Alabama somewhere who constantly changes his color back to black and white because he won't own a colored television.
Barack Obama was on Mark Maron's podcast.
Barack Hussein Obama.
And what he was talking about was how racism is deeper than just throwing out N-bombs in public. And that it's more of a mindset than like maybe not necessarily just like what you say. People took that message. He said the N-word, and everybody.
He didn't say the N-word. He said
the N-word. Yeah, and everybody lost their minds that the president said the N-word. But what he was saying it in context, but context doesn't matter anymore. Context doesn't matter anymore. Nothing matters anymore.
Outrage matters.
That's all. We're just an angry people. And it doesn't really seem to be directed at race or sexuality anymore. It just kind of seems to be everything.
It's directed at Jurassic World.
Well, let's set a little tempo here.
Everything sucks. And fuck people for doing it.
I guarantee you Barack Obama is not the first, nor will he be the last president to say the N-word. And he's black. He gets to. Those are the rules.
Right?
Yeah, my favorite part of the fallout from that was listening to Mark Maron argue with, like, quote-unquote mainstream media journalists about how stupid they were, essentially, for even playing that news bite.
Out of context.
Out of context, yes. Like, to watch cranky Mark Maron, like, getting into arguments with these shitty fucking journalists was one of my favorite things. Probably my favorite thing since the white black lady.
I love the white black lady. Where did she go?
I do, too.
The gays can get married now, and so now we don't give a fuck about the white black lady. Seriously, all you have to do is weather the storm for, like, a week or two, and our ADD minds move on to something else.
It's like 48 hours, and people don't give a shit anymore.
This story is somewhat related, but not really. Did you see this thing with Kobe Bryant?
Nope.
In 2012... there was a fellow NBA player who sent out a tweet about how he hopes that Kobe Bryant behaves himself a little bit better than the last time he was in his city, and hashtag rapist. Now, Kobe Bryant raped a gal.
Allegedly.
He didn't say anything that wasn't true. But Kobe Bryant weathered the storm. He bought his wife a big old ring, and he paid that woman an obnoxious amount of money to go away. And so everybody just kind of lets it go because something else came up. I mean, hell, what was that, 2006?
That was a while ago.
And then like 2 years later, he's the MVP. He's got Nike back. He's got everybody back. He's good at basketball, guys. So who cares, right? It's over.
Well, they didn't have a video of him punching her in a fucking elevator.
And I guess Bill Cosby is trying to play the same thing. It's just like, guys, if I just don't address this for a while, then I can just keep doing comedy. And
Do you remember when Mike Tyson was a rapist?
Right. Now he's in comedy movies.
He's got a fucking cartoon show.
He's got a cartoon show.
That cartoon show is great, by the way.
Guys, just chill the fuck out for a while. I've brought the Washington Redskins up before. I'll bring it up again. That's probably coming around again soon, right? NFL season's going to be starting. Let's start the Washington Redskins thing again. And you just ignore it. Fuck these people. They're going to do their thing for a while. So this guy that...
OJ did wrong. He didn't weather it. You know what I mean?
Right. He got in his Bronco and ran. He should have just chilled the fuck out and been like, guys, I don't know what you're talking about. Guys, I didn't kill nobody. I'm just going to go back to making Naked Gun movies. You know O.J. Simpson was going to be the Terminator? I'll tell you what.
Are you shitting me?
O.J. Simpson was going to be the Terminator. They probably would have let him go because...
I didn't know the Terminator was going to be a comedy.
So the fella that tweeted the thing about Kobe Bryant, this was 2012. He was recently signed by the Lakers. So now they're going to be teammates. And I want you guys to hear this clip. And the audio quality isn't great. Travis, I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this at all.
But this
was a woman interviewing Kobe Bryant about this guy joining the Lakers.
You know, another important thing for young players to know is to watch what they tweet.
Okay.
And
obviously.
You might want to have that conversation with Larry Nance.
The kid figured it out himself.
You know? I would love for you to Periscope or somebody to Periscope that first practice with you and Larry Nance.
So she's basically saying, oh man, when that guy comes in the locker room, you're going to get him good for accusing you of raping abroad.
No, the state did that.
Yeah. Basically, what he did is he tweeted out that a rapist is, in fact, a rapist.
You know, he actually sent me a great message yesterday, which is really funny. Like, I looked at it and I was like, oh. This is when you know it's about time to hang these things up, man. When your teammate writes to you, hi, Mr. Bryant. I was like, what?
Call me a rapist, fine. Don't call me old.
But he was really nice and apologetic about, you know, what had happened and stuff.
Reasonably apologetic about it.
I know we're gonna be playing
on the same team now. I'm really sorry about tweeting out that you know about how you raped that chick.
It's fine.
He was probably hoping he didn't get the same treatment.
Look, the guy apologized, and so I, the rapist who raped a gal and paid everyone to shut up about it, I'm fine with it.
No biggie, I got away with that.
He apologized for me raping a gal and him pointing that out. That was his bad, but it's over now.
Oh, no social media.
And guys, we live in a brand new world. Racism, it's over.
But Twitter is still here.
The gays can get married.
Did he delete his tweet?
And so the gays, they're free now. Nothing bad's going to happen to them. Nobody hates the gays anymore.
No, you can still fire them.
Look at how long it took to end racism after segregation was outlawed.
Right. Considering how long it took to end racism, I mean, the gays, they had it pretty good. I mean, that racism thing, that took a long time. But it's over. And the gays, I mean, the gay thing really just kind of came up recently. I mean, in the broad spectrum of things recently.
Well, yeah, like the outrage about it, because, I mean, you go back to Roman times and dudes were fucking all sorts of dudes.
Yeah, like when you compare it to, like, you know, the age of a rock.
So now,
not too long.
The gays can get married, but everybody's just concerned about whether or not they're going to bake them a cake or not. That's what we got to work on next, is because that one guy, he said that if he has to bake a cake for a couple of gays, he makes a gay guy a birthday cake and he has to put a little gay guy on the top of it, he's going to set himself on fire.
Well, I think they just want regular birthday cakes. Like, they don't need special cakes.
Like gay cake?
Yeah, there's not really a gay cake.
I don't know. Confetti cake? That's pretty gay.
No, everybody loves Confederate.
We're getting a lot of Kobe Bryant memes in the chat.
It's funny. There seems to be all sorts of people wanting to start themselves on fire over homosexuality. Like, what is the deal with people lighting themselves on fire because gays can get married?
I don't know, but that's something that you don't see enough anymore.
It doesn't.
There's not enough people setting each other on fire anymore.
They just want to be on a cross.
I feel like fellas just aren't protesting by setting themselves on fire. They hold up signs. I don't buy that anymore. I mean, that's been done.
Well, baby steps, though. Why right to setting myself on fire? Why can't I tar and feather myself?
I don't know, Travis. I don't know what to tell you. But signs you see at a WWF main event. Signs don't get shit done anymore. Everybody's
so
holding
me
up
the
signs.
Westboro's...
The free our girls. Did we free the girls, Travis?
I don't know where those girls are.
I don't think we freed them because that was a thing for a while. And then, like, Rush Limbaugh made fun of Michael J. Fox or something, and we moved past it. No more freeing the girls. Where's Coney? Coney's still out there, isn't he?
Right?
No, Coney's fucking still out there doing the same shit. Nobody gives a fuck about Coney anymore because that cooking gal said something about, you know, like the Negroes.
But we shut down SeaWorld, though, right?
No, we didn't, Travis. SeaWorld's still open.
But I mean Blackfish.
I haven't watched that yet. Should I watch that? Will it just make me sad?
It'll make you kind of sick and sad.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of, you know what? The thing about it is, I watched that movie where Morgan Spurlock ate all the chicken nuggets and got sick. Made me want McDonald's. I left that movie and went and got McDonald's because I had just watched a guy eat McDonald's for an hour and a half and I wanted some.
Well, the problem is you can't take a fucking vegan guy and just shove him in front of an extra value meal and expect that he's going to feel good about
himself.
Look,
I like SeaWorld. Because I like to go see things up close. I'm probably not going to see them any other way. I love going to the damn zoo.
People hate zoos, and I think that my kids love zoos.
Well, I love going to the zoo.
I went to
the zoo the other day. They put up a new polar bear thing. The polar bear was right up next to the glass, just splashing away and trying to get out.
Having a really nice
That's
time.
All he, no, he wasn't having a good time, I don't think. I think he was trying to get the fuck out. But it's the closest I'm ever going to come to seeing a damn polar bear. I'm not going to go to the damn Arctic. I want to see a polar bear.
Yeah,
same thing with the SeaWorld. I'm just going to ignore the fact that those damn animals are probably living terrible fucking lives. And I want to see them. And if they go away and they go back to the ocean, that's probably for the best. Until then, if I want to see a whale, that's where I got to go to see one, right?
But aren't we to the point where we're not grabbing them from the wild anymore? Aren't they, like, most of them born in captivity so they don't even know how it is, right?
I don't know. I mean, do you think they're sad?
I think they're animals.
I just think that, like, some counselor should go in there and ask them if they're sad.
And if they if the whale sheds a tear.
Listen, if I worried about how animals were sad, I wouldn't enjoy a beautiful sirloin steak. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be eating New York strip every weekend. I wouldn't grill up a roast.
In my defense, I did save that one mouse.
So you're vindicated.
Yeah, I'm
so now you're clear to go to zoos and SeaWorlds, and you're guilt-free. Because I was going to send him to the park, and you gave him a hell of a life.
One time I fed a squirrel a birthday cake, and he got fat, and I swear to God, died of a heart attack.
Watched that Naked and Afraid show the other day, and it's a TV show. It's a reality show. A bunch of people. And I appreciate the Naked and Afraid people in season two. It seems like they're like trying to get like people with like a little bit more attractive bodies.
Yeah, they had some uggles on
there. There are some uggles. Yeah, but they're still not like great, but they're certainly better.
Why don't they just like recruit off of Instagram?
But I'm watching this Naked. Laura likes the Naked and Afraid, so we're watching the Naked and Afraid, and these people are really hungry, and so they find this big giant nest full of baby condors. And I mean, you know, a condor is a majestic creature, big old bird, and she gets a big old stick. And she beats the condors to death. Just right in their nest. Just all the babies just grabs a damn stick and just beats them to death. And she grabs one by the neck and just breaks its damn neck. And she's,
what was the stick for then?
Well, she hit some of them and they had a whole bunch of them. They got a pretty hefty meal out of all these baby condors. Because the baby condor is still pretty damn big. It's a condor. So she's beating them to death with sticks and breaking their necks. And, I mean, she ravaged this whole damn nest. She killed all these babies like a damn cobra broad. And you know, she starts crying, and she's talking about how this is the hardest thing she's ever had to do. And
probably didn't seem like it.
She just imagines this mother coming back to her nest and finding all of her babies slaughtered, and how hard that must be. But it's about survival. And that, I think, describes us in a nutshell. We're a bunch of fucking cunts who don't know shit about shit.
Yeah, you're supposed when you
filming a reality show talking about survival. Bitch, do you think those people are going to let you die?
Well,
no. Your survival rating's going to go up 0.4 points because you were cold-blooded enough to murder a nest of baby condors.
Well, this is what you do to break a bird's neck. You just grab it by the throat and you just give it one quick yank and neck snaps.
Right.
You don't have to beat them.
It's about survival.
Well, it was about being hungry. And they wouldn't give you any McDonald's until you killed all the condors. She probably didn't eat them.
They cooked them all up and ate them.
Well, what were they seasoned with?
I don't think anything.
Well, they couldn't have been too tasty.
How about a break, fellas?
Yeah.
We'll be back in 2 minutes. Thanks for sticking with us.
This is Strange Label. A romantic tale as old as time.
Tell the story.
No, you tell the story.
Happy anniversary next week.
Yeah.
Fucker.
That's right. I'm the Beardy. Matt, sitting across from me, is the Beast. Melanie.
Shut the fuck up. It's not working. Just stop it.
These are the joys of doing a show with your spouse.
Yay! Oh, my vag to smell like gun barrel.
Oh, I would love for your vagina to smell like gun barrel. Oh my god, are you kidding?
Listen live every Monday night at 10:30, 9:30 Central to Beardy and the Beast.
Hi, you're listening to Strange Label Radio. This is Jim from Not Safe Water Coolers, along with
Shannon
and Matt.
Listen live to Not Safe Water Coolers Tuesday nights at 8:30 Eastern, unless you want to get AIDS.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND. Napier's sad that we're not talking about funny things.
We're talking about things that aren't funny, like putting people on watch lists.
Napier,
and murdering condor babies.
I have an idea. I just thought of it because somebody in the chat, I believe it was Anchor, said that the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park look happy as shit. And he's right.
Well, of course they did. They're dumb lizards.
I have a theory. Now, you got plenty of homicidal maniacs that we put to death every year, right?
Yeah.
And we got animals in zoos and killer whales in SeaWorlds and stuff that aren't really able to be themselves. Right? They're fed. They just lay there. I've been to the St. Louis Zoo hundreds of times, and that goddamn lion has never not just been laying there.
Well, what do you want him to do?
He just lays there, and two times a day they throw him a steak, and he lazily just eats it. What if once a year we take a couple of people that are being put to death, and we throw them in Shamu's tank, and we just say, get him, Shamu. Do your Shamu thing. Because Shamu wants to hunt, right?
Well, what if Shamu does that to his trainers?
No, he knows because they're wearing a red shirt. Red shirt means kill.
He's a dumb animal.
We'll train him, Travis. They train that goddamn killer whale to jump through a hoop. You don't think we could train him to eat the red shirt, guys?
How many trainers are we going to sacrifice to make sure he doesn't kill any trainers?
At this point, does it really matter?
Hasn't he killed before?
You know what? We can eradicate all of these problems at once. You're curing the fact that these animals are bored. We're also getting rid of these dangerous felons. We can also cure homelessness by taking homeless guys off the street to train these whales.
Just to get them ready.
Yeah.
Put one homeless guy in a blue shirt, one guy in a red shirt. Say, eat the red shirt guy.
Yep.
And if he eats the blue shirt guy, you zap him.
That's for the greater good. These trainers, they're not safe.
And the homelessness.
No, but just imagine this lion. I mean, even if like once every year, they fed him a dude. They just threw a naked dude out in there, and they just said, get him. He'd be happy as shit, right? He'd be counting down the days till eat a dude day. Every fucking day, those fucking people are behind the bars yelling at him and shit while they sit there and they eat their soft pretzel and their cheese.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't know that they're not eating people?
Fucking countdown, motherfucker.
How does he know
364 days till eat a dude day, and I'll get my revenge on all of you.
This isn't the animated motion picture Madagascar where
he's gonna be pacing his pen. He's gonna be doing all kinds of lion shit. He's gonna have his spunk back. He's gonna be ready.
Oh, they fed me a steak today. It must not be eat a dude day.
Eat a dude day is coming. Only 200 days away.
Roar. Holy shit! Right? I think you just wrote our next screenplay. This is going to be an animated children's movie.
Eat a dude day.
It's gonna be full of musical numbers where the lion like dances with the zebras and shit, talking about how much he can't wait for Eat a Dude Day.
The thrill of the hunt needs to come back. That's why all these animals are sad, because they don't get to do their I mean, that's a big part of what they do, right?
They're not
a big
sad.
Part of what they do is scavenge for food.
They're not and they don't sad. Have they're that. House
they're
pets.
Fed. They just sit there in their little pool and they just wait to go jump through the hoop and then go back to their little pool.
Yeah.
And then they throw them a bunch of fish. And then once every 365 days, the dude in the red shirt shows up, and it's Eat a Dude Day.
So besides fixing the overpopulation of the prison, besides making sure these animals are happy, besides also curing our homelessness problem with this idea, we are also going to boost TLC's ratings and make this a reality show.
Oh, fuck yeah. Put it on pay-per-view.
Oh, pay-per-view.
You put that shit on pay-per-view, Travis. And that will fund the crazy database.
You know how many times I've seen Ice-T's Surviving the Game and Jean-Claude Van Damme's Hard Target? I would watch the shit out of this for 6 months.
Travis, you have an inmate that killed 9 people. You got this roof guy. You put this roof guy in a tiger pen. And you say, fuck this guy. He killed 9 people. Fuck him. Put him in a Confederate flag sleeveless shirt. And you just throw him in the tiger pen.
No, it's got to be a Black Panther pen.
You put that on pay-per-view, what's the price for that event?
$64.
$64.99.
Yep.
You put that motherfucker on pay-per-view, people all over the world will pay it because they want to see this fella run away from the tiger.
I vote...
Because fuck him.
I vote Black Panther pen. Put some irony in it.
That's not bad. It's not bad.
Thank you.
Do you think if you put like multiple big cats in the same pen?
I don't think they'd get along.
They wouldn't, would they?
No.
You don't think they'd share?
No. You don't want to hurt the animals. I mean, what's the worst that happens?
Maybe he can decide. Maybe instead of a last meal, you allow him to choose between. Which would you choose? Like if I said, do you want to be eaten by a tiger or a bear? Or Shamu, or a lion. I mean, those are your choices. We got to make Shamu happy. The guy's living a rough life. The blackfish, they said Shamu's bummed out. Do you want to get eaten by Shamu?
I
think getting eaten by a lion would be the most badass.
Yeah, but it sounds painful.
Well, they're all going to be painful.
I think
getting eaten by something probably sucks. But you should have thought about that before you shot up the Batman movie, you know?
Shamu
might not be so bad because you'd probably drown before he'd really do the major damage.
Yeah, that doesn't sound as bad.
But that's a deterrent, right? Don't you think that your final moments being put on pay-per-view, screaming while a lion eats you, would make you think twice?
Well, that's why I wouldn't do it.
It would certainly make me think twice. I mean, you know, these fellas, they're really concerned about, like, they're, you know, being humane and just kind of putting you to sleep, and you get a nice meal to end your, let's have the deterrent be, you get put on pay-per-view for $64.99, and motherfucker, the tiger eats you.
I think they're bringing back firing squads, because, like, the companies won't sell them the death drugs anymore. So they're gonna start shooting them now with the firing squads.
I just think we could solve a lot of problems that way. I mean, we got to tackle the next thing on the list. We've had a productive week.
What's the next thing on the list?
Pay-per-view executions.
20% of each sale of these pay-per-views go to the Wounded Warrior Foundation.
20% goes to Wounded Warrior. The other 80% goes to tracking down all the crazies. Put them on a list.
And if it's October, it's, you know, breast cancer awareness.
Yeah, then the tiger wears pink.
Yeah, put him in a little, like, pink
bow. Give him little pink armbands. The fella has to wear, like, a whole pink jumpsuit. That way, while you're watching him get eaten, you say, hey, got to check our tits. There's this gal. Travis sent me this story. There's this gal who surprised her husband with a Batman-themed photo shoot. They were taking family photos with their young son. I mean, this kid's what, 3 years old, Travis?
Probably not even. I think two.
Like a two-year-old kid. They dressed him up like Robin. They dressed the guy up like Batman. And she was a damsel in distress that they tied to train tracks.
Active?
And
Yeah, active train tracks, but they knew the logistics of it.
But it's a fucking train, Napier.
And if you see the pictures,
The only way to get hit by a train in real life is to try to get hit by a train.
No, that's not. We had two people last year just in my tiny little town get hit by trains. One was like a schizophrenic old lady, and the other guy was a drunk dude that fell asleep on the tracks.
Well, those people, they probably deserved it, Travis, because you shouldn't play on train tracks. So these folks are taking, like, a photo shoot. They're all of present mind and body. They're all aware of the fact that they're on train tracks. And if a train's coming, they get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, but they really did tie that girl up.
People are facing two different directions. You have the photographer facing behind the couple and their child from miles down the track.
So they're just taking cute family photos. And apparently the photos went viral. Because they're cute, and people flip out about these photos because they're endangering the lives of their child.
Mike, let me ask you a question. If you're outraged about these photos on the internet, what is the most logical thing to do?
Kill yourself.
No, make death threats to the family.
They make death threats to the family for endangering their child's life.
That'll solve it.
They say, how could you do this? How could you play on train tracks with your young son? We should just come kill you.
How could you do this? We're going to kill you.
I'm pretty sure I played on train tracks as a kid. So.
Now, the piece
of, it's fun.
The peace of mind. Yeah, did you ever see... never mind.
Yep, twice.
Never mind. The movie with the kids. They found the dead body.
Yeah,
what's the name of the goddamn
story about Piggy?
What's the goddamn name of the movie, guys?
Stand by me.
All right. So I'm going to edit all that out. You ready? Yeah. Did you guys ever see Stand By Me?
Nope. Never seen it.
So those people that sent death threats to the family taking photographs dressed up like Batman, we need to find those people. And we need to tell them, look, you're on this crazy database now because that's what you did was crazy. You threatened a couple with a 2-year-old child over taking pictures dressed up like Batman. That's crazy what you did. You're on this database. We're going to follow you around for a couple days. We're just going to make sure that you're not fucking nuts. And then we're going to get back to those that family. We're going to give them peace of mind that you're not actually crazy. You're just doing stupid anonymous internet shit. Look, look, we know where to find you. Don't think you're fucking anonymous on the internet, because we know how to track you down. And we're going to make sure that you're not crazy. Just chill the fuck out. Just remember, we're watching.
And also, you're not anonymous because you used your personal Facebook account.
Yeah, so you fucking idiot.
Wasn't hard to find you. See, these are the people that I can get behind setting themselves on fire, though.
Right.
You know, if you're outraged over something like this, these are the people who should publicly say, I'm starting myself on fire because I was outraged over this family with the pictures on the train tracks.
I just think that maybe, like, somebody needs to come explain to them why they should set themselves on fire. Maybe that's another government agency. The government agency that just says you should either jump in the lion pen at the zoo or you should set yourself on fire.
Can I tell you something?
You're not fit for this world. I'm sorry.
Can I tell you something real quick that immediately came to my mind? And I'm not sure if you, how far you got through the book or not. As soon as I saw that, was it a congressman that said if that Supreme Court passes same-sex marriage, they're going to set themselves on fire? The first thing that I thought of was Brian Kranz's book, Assault Rifles and Pedophiles, about how people were killing themselves for specific causes.
Celebrities.
Celebrities. Yeah,
It's a good concept. You know, one of these days I'm going to finish that book.
I finished a book once.
It is a good book. I don't know where it is now.
I think he needs to get on doing an audiobook for his stuff.
Yeah, the audiobooks I could just listen to. But the book, I have to, like, find time to sit down and read it. I got, like, 3/4 of the way through it, and I enjoyed the hell out of it. But then it went a while before I could read again, and I just forgot that I need to finish it. I'm going to cut all this out because Brian Kranz is a listener, and I don't want him to hear that I didn't finish his book.
I find that I put down a book for months and then I pick it back up and I was like, oh fuck, where did I leave off? So now I'm trying to find.
Then you
got to
start over, right?
Yeah, because even if you get back to where you left off, don't remember parts of it before. You gotta do a refresher. And by the time you're done refreshing, you're like, okay, well, I'll put this down, come back in a little bit. Then it's months later again. It's like Netflix.
It's exactly like that.
Travis, the only other thing that I want to talk about, I saw somewhere that the House of Representatives passed a bill to remove the country of origin from meat products.
I saw that, and I want to know what the benefit of removing the country of origin from food.
Yeah, like why can we not know where it's from? Like, what's in it for us?
Isn't part of the FDA's job to identify where the food comes from?
Well, you see, that'll cut into owners' profits because, you know, when you see Mexican beef in your local supermarket, you think, I don't want to fucking eat that.
I don't know.
That we don't know it's Mexican beef, then it's for our benefit because we wouldn't have bought it.
You know why this is really disturbing? Because within the same couple of weeks that this happened, Chinese officials caught smugglers trying to smuggle 40-year-old meat. And not just a little bit of 40-year-old meat. Tons of 40-year-old meat.
It's been frozen for 40 years?
It was frozen and thawed and frozen and thawed as it was transported from places like Brazil to China to Mexico. And this is meat from 1970.
So what you're telling me is right now would be a great time to know if we had Chinese meat.
Where the fuck is my meat coming from?
Because I don't
want any of that 40-year-old shit.
I mean, I don't want to get all political here, but I don't want Chinese meat right now because I hear it's pretty old.
When the country of
there's a rumor going around that Chinese meat is real old.
Look, if there's ever been a time to know where your meat came from, this is the time. And you go to the store and you say, I hear that Chinese meat's pretty old. I'm gonna look
and
for
then
different
you ask
meat.
At your butcher, you say, hey, did you get this meat shipped in? Where is it from?
And he's going to say, I ain't telling you. Secret.
I can't tell you that. the Houses of Representatives decided that nobody needs to know where the meat came from.
Secret meat.
Where did it come from? None of your fucking business. Do you want it?
Do you want this meat or not?
You want steak tonight or go fuck yourself?
Look, prick. You want meat? I'm the guy with the meat. You gotta take the meat I got. Or you're not. Don't give a fuck. I'm not telling you where it's from.
Do you see the line behind you? Those people also want meat. Would you like this meat, or are you going to let me sell it to them?
These people don't give a fuck where the meat came from. They're just hungry. They just want meat.
Show of hands behind this fucking douche nozzle.
Hey, who gives a fuck where the meat came from? Raise your hand.
Hey.
Oh, no hands? All right, get the fuck out of here.
Look, fucker, you want to save 30 cents or not? You going to argue with me, son of a bitch?
I'll give this meat to my fucking dog before I sell it to you out of my shop.
No meat for you. Get the fuck out.
I'm doing this son of a bitch a fucking favor by offering him these premium cuts of Mexican chow.
Hey, Charlie,
and this son of a bitch is coming back to me about how he wants to know shit.
You hear this cocksucker asking me where this fucking meat comes from?
You know what?
He has a shipment of meat. He wants meat, but he wants... Get the fuck out of here.
You know where this meat came from? A fucking cow. Fuck you. It doesn't know where it lives.
What are you, fucking racist?
Stop being so xenophobic and buy some fucking meat. Shut your mouth.
Meat came from Africa, motherfucker. What now?
What, you think, is my meat not good enough for you, you fancy pants little shithead?
You want me to give you the entire ancestry of the fucking cow that slaughtered and cut into pieces so you could take it home and put it in your $5 fucking Better Home and Garden pan and grill it up and eat it over your sink by yourself because your fucking question-asking bitch wants to know where his meat came from.
Hold on, shithead. Let me smear this in caviar. Maybe it's good enough for you.
And scene.
That went on way longer than it needed to.
Oh boy.
Guys, I think we got a lot accomplished this week.
At least four things accomplished.
Guys, we did it.
The internet solved racism and homophobia. We took care of the rest.
201 in the bank.
I thought of one more thing, and this may be regional. I don't really know. It's something that I've noticed. Have you noticed that lately, like, all of, like, the closed fast food restaurants, like they opened a few Del Tacos and then closed them, and there's restaurants here and there that have, like, come and gone, and not everything works out. There's plenty of abandoned buildings.
Yep.
Doesn't it seem like they're all becoming urgent care fast food ERs?
Yeah, I've gone to them.
There's a lot of them, though.
I've gone to those things more than I've actually gone to my doctor.
That's a fairly recent thing, right? That all these places... I mean, I'm not sure they existed before, but doesn't it seem like they're everywhere now?
Well, they can write you a prescription for fucking anything, and they really don't ask you a lot of questions.
They don't give a fuck? So it's just like, is it a scam? What is it?
No, there's like...
It's just like cheap...
Well, they have a person employed there that's not really a doctor sometimes. It's just a guy that went to enough medical...
It's a wink-wink University of Phoenix doctor?
Sort of. I mean, they're allowed to write prescriptions, and they do have some medical knowledge. They're not necessarily doctors some of the time. Sometimes they're just dudes that, you know, they have a little bit of knowledge.
They have a steady hand. They can do a stitch.
I think they're typically like one step above like an RN.
Yeah, they're not like nurses, but they're not doctors.
So, I mean, is that just like a product of everybody being poor and nobody can afford to go to the ER anymore? So, like, if you just need a quick stitch, you go there and you pay. Rabbit Pounding in the chat says $60 instead of $150.
I only go to like the walk-in clinic, but it's actually part of like an actual hospital. They just have like a walk-in clinic, so you don't need an appointment. You just say, "Hey, my throat hurts. Let me see somebody."
Yeah, there's never a big line. If you're sick, you go in there. You say, "Hey, I'm sick." They do like a strep throat test. It takes like 5 minutes. They say, "Yep, you got strep throat. Here's your antibiotics."
Huh.
Hi. And it's really quick, efficient. You don't need to know the guy.
But why is there so many of them? Because they're making a shitload of money?
Well, doctor's offices, you have to make an appointment. You got to sit in that fucking waiting room for like half hour to an hour.
And all those assholes always have like those plague masks on. They always hand out those plague masks.
But why are there so many of them, though?
Because people are tired of dealing with doctors. It takes too long to see one.
And as a society, we're very sick, unhealthy people.
And we, yeah.
Why are we all so sick and unhealthy? Because do you think we're all just pussies now?
No, because we eat nothing but processed food. We drink a lot of soda pop.
We have no physical activity.
Typically, yeah, no, yeah, we have 60-inch TVs. Why would we go outside?
Yeah, when was the last time you went outside to, like, just enjoy yourself, play
to
some...
Just be.
Yeah.
Just be outside.
We're kind of doomed, aren't we?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, it's not going to get better.
No.
It's going to get way worse.
Well, I guess that depends on how you look at it. I mean, if you look at it from my perspective, everybody's just going to be me, and then I'll be sexy.
They're just going to catch up?
Yeah, they're just going to catch up to me. I've been doing this for years.
Yeah, as a people, we...
Get on my level!
There's no physical activity. We either sit in front of the television and not do anything, or we get on the internet and get outraged. So we're all going to die real quick.
Travis, mm-hmm. Never in my life... have I looked at the country of origin on a meat label. Not once.
Why would you?
Why would I? But now that I know that I can't, it's going to bother the fuck out of me.
Well, I know I'm not buying meat at Walmart anymore.
Yeah, because that'll be the first place to take advantage of that.
No shit. My beef will be mixed in with 15% ground chicken feet.
Well, they said somewhere that for every pound of ground beef you buy, there's over 100 different cows in that ground beef.
That's God legitimate. Damn, that is great.
Even if you go to like a local butcher, that's totally legitimate.
That fills my heart. I feel special now.
So, I mean, there's a good likelihood that in those 100 cows, they might not all be from the same place.
Well, and of those 100 cows, probably about 65% of them had some sort of cancer or tumor growing in them.
Hey, roll them dice.
If that was a Paul question from way back. We should have included that in our 200 episode retrospective. He said, if you eat cancer, do you get cancer?
Yeah.
No.
You surely do. You eat a tumor, that's not good for you.
No, it's not good for you, but I mean, you're not necessarily going to die from it. It'll probably just be passed out your colon.
If you're lucky.
No, with me, everything, it's like a slip and slide in there.
Just a lot of explosions in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Buffalo Wild Wings comes out the same way it came in. There ain't nothing touching it.
I just had Buffalo Wild Wings Friday. That's one of my favorite places on earth.
Just like a sea lion coming down a slide. Oof. Just whoop.
Bloop.
Whoop.
Bloop. Well, that's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9/8 Central on strangelabel.com. You can download all of our past episodes as well as other goodies at wfodix.com. Pull up our show on iTunes, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app, and follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can also follow Travis at ProduceTravis or Drunk at DrunkardSTL. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call when we're live or leave us a message that we may play later on. That phone number is 636-487-4263. Again, thank you for listening. We will see you back here next week.